I will need the divine. There's contained within me an idea of the possibility of a division. Here we come. A division of a factoring of light in which I would be able to present to you an idea about the converting nature of the application of my body in the idea of a healing capacity, of a consciousness of transformation of my body based on a self-realization that the nature of that conversion is going to be based on what I have been directed to offer you. Here we go. We're into this second hour of the idea. Say to me, stem cells.
Stem cells.
Yes. As strange as this is going to be to you, in the activity of the power of division. See this? The power to divide. Look with me. The entire nature of the idea of a universal mind, that is a single mind in correspondence with what you are, has to be an indication. Say to me, previous division.
Previous division.
Yes. Here's the power to divide in cell association. Okay. It's the idea that that power is inherent in you. Not so much based on some sort of spiritual evidence of consciousness idea, a conceptual idea, look at me, but by the simple idea that you are in a condition of space-time, of dividing by the very nature of what you think you are in this association. I want you to listen to this with me. Listen to me all about your division. Will you listen? Will you listen? Division. Multiplication, subtraction, all ideas about the ideas concerning your consciousness state in regard to yourself and what you think you are. Thank you for that. The enjoyment of the immediacy of the power of conversion that has suddenly occurred within the idea of meeting another perspective who also is undergoing experience is very enjoyable to me. I hope to you. I trust to you. I pray to you. We are aware that we are undergoing physical experiences of the healing of our body. About division. Listen. In the beginning, one cell becomes two, and two becomes four. Being fruitful, they multiply into a ball of many cells, a shimmering sphere of human potential. Science have long dreamed of plucking these native cells from a young human embryo and coaxing them to perform in sterile isolation the everyday miracle they perform in wombs, transforming into all the 200 or so kinds of cells that constitute a human body, a liver cell, a brain cell, a skin or bone cell. The dream is to launch a medical revolution in which ailing organs and tissues might be repaired, might be renewed, might be transformed. Look, not with crude mechanical devices like insulin pumps and titanium joints, but with living, homegrown replacement. It would be the dawn of a new era of regenerative medicine, one of the holy grails of modern biology. Shall we share that together for just a moment? Listen to me. The idea that you would be present with me now in a condition of the possibility of a conversion of the nature of cellular advantage that is going on in the particulars, and using the simple admission that the alteration of your consciousness in cellular event is going on in any event, isn't it? The particulars of replication by which I am attempting to offer you the solution will always be involved with the ideas of time. Because in my return from outside of this frame, where under the direction of the revealing of a singular transformation of a human condition, I'm going to represent to you a replication of you. At the beginning of the essence of this teaching, we directed you to share the certainty with one of the master teachers of the idea of cellular conversion. Her name is Sri Aurobindo, a very ancient teaching of the Rig Veda, a very ancient idea that contained within your cellular relationship of body form were the idea of the wholeness and completion of you that could not exclude the possibility, say to me, will you just say this with me, physical body transformation.
Physical body transformation.
Yes. Here's my appearance. You have a tendency within the split schism of the idea of yourself to presume because I am occupying this body form of identity and you are occupying, this is all going to be about Aurobindo, or better, if you listen to me, about the beautiful mother Aurobindo, who in a ravage of the idea of the conversion of her determination in the ashram in which she was occupied, she began to have dramatic physical experiences of the alteration of her body. Well, much as you just had right there. Look with me, I'm going to share something with you. Is this okay? I'll use you. There's any mystery about the idea that you are undergoing physical conversion of your body. The mystery is the method by which, this will be coming from Mother Aurobindo now, the manner in which you attempt to hold on to it, and the description is going to be cellular in your body's cellular condition. That's whence the title of what we intend to perform here is going to be, and you can see this, the mind of the self. I notice it with the mind of the self from Mother Aurobindo. I glance and it says, or willful mutation of our species. What an interesting idea. Willful mutation? Can you hear the aspects of what we're actually declaring in the DNA? We are intentionally altering the DNA perspective of our idea about ourselves. Shall we practice? Say to me, simply by letting it occur.
Simply by letting it occur.
Thank you. The procedures of the evidence that we have been presenting to each other, you're going to use the idea now of this so-called master teacher. I have undergone an illumination of my mind in a direct observation of a conversion of my cellular identity of bodiness in the wholeness that I represent to you in a moment of space and time. Are you ready? So have you. So have you. This is Mother Aurobindo sharing with Mother. I don't know where you are with the whole ideas of the Eastern teaching of the conversion in the ashram of the idea where you sit in meditation and raise frequencies of ideas of light correspondent. But in all the history of man, there has always been present with us the idea of a brighter association of correspondence of ideas of how we were looking at ourselves in our conceptual identity. Look at me. And the simple admission that the idea of conversion that could be shared with others that appear to be in a variant perspective of their individual illumination of mine is the nature of the entirety of my teaching. We'll begin this process with a review, just momentarily, of the factor of the teaching of Sri Aurobindo in regard to his determination that you share with us an alternate place in time where the timefulness of the evidence of our mutual intent to depart from the continuum of time, which has bound us in this reference of enclosure with no capacity to recognize an alteration that is present with us in the DNA, look with me, but that somehow we are restricted by the notions that we have about our body form, and over a period of these thousands of years, while it has been in flashes momentarily available to us. This is the idea of mutation. This is the idea where very occasionally, I may get into the idea, we have met what we call geniuses of mine who suddenly have particulars that don't appear to be within the fabric of the conceptual idea. I may do that just a little bit with you. Because what I want you to see with me, regardless of the condition in which you physically find yourself, in an attitude concerning the consciousness of what you term a human being, look with me, there's a lot more to you. Just like that. That was a healing procedure of light that Mother Aurobindo had begun to demonstrate in that period of time. This is very recent now. But the idea of the revelation at the time of the interposing of the miracle through Jesus of A Course in Miracles with the direct direction of the necessity for you to train your mind are exactly and precisely the teaching of Mother Aurobindo. You listen with me. There's a requirement for the experience. Say to me, action.
Action.
Say that again to me. Say to me, action of my mind.
Action of my mind.
Look, what would be the purpose in a conceptual observation of you? I'll demonstrate it just for a moment because I want to. In the observation of myself with a new cellular idea about examining the possibility of alteration of my DNA, without the experience. Look with me. The idea of healing and regenerating the body are the purpose for the species Homo sapiens. And he is very much aware of the practice that he entertains within his own mind of that capacity by continuing to define himself in the cellular idea of consciousness that is impacted in the sense of the cellular multiplication in duplicity, without what? The fundamental admission that in all of space-time, this is going to be now directly from Mother Aurobindo, there was a moment of a devastating experience in his mind, where in the recovering process, look, he kept discovering a brand new idea of himself. Yes, you just did right there. You just did right there. Look with me about Sri Aurobindo and the mother, just with one little idea about the possibility of the power of your mind to alter what you're seeing in your own arrangement. What a delight to discover the very fundamental admission of the inevitability of single universal creating mind, along with all of the catechism the learning imperative to your own very personal individual transformational process so beautifully orchestrated and demonstrated in the incomparable drama of the Gita and the uncompromising integral yoga, listen, of Sri Aurobindo. Not by denying all relationships, but through all relationships is the divine, infinite, naturally approachable to man, and most easily, widely, intimately seizable. There are a thousand relationships by which the Supreme Eternal is secretly in contact, in union with our human existence. And by all essential ways of our nature and of the world's nature, can the contact be made sensible and that union made real to our soul, to our hearts, to our will, to our intelligent spirit, because God, the creator of all that there is, does not make himself difficult of approaching. Thank you. One of the most amazing ideas, this is very early in your idea of conceptual identity, that with the fundamental admission that there's a single divine reality, which you are going to be a whole part, regardless of how much you are in your divisive idea of multiplicity, that it would be hard to understand or get close to him. Can you look with me about the teaching? I'm going to teach stem cell approach just for a moment. The idea of the conflict that you feel in the occupation of multiplicity within your own mind are simply a willful denial within the construction of yourself, willful in the sense that it's the retention of your own idea of body form, that would require at any instant in your mind a whole demonstration of the converting nature of the reflection of the light that I am offering you. Now, let's practice just for a moment. Two words. Say to me, memory.
Memory.
There you are. There, I see you there. How lovely you look. You've come together with an idea that in practicing alternative of the consciousness state of the light of your self-identity, we are performing transformative ideas in cellular relationship with our body. And we're using stem cell here, that are going to heal us in the idea that within the ashram, I love to teach, don't be concerned about the idea of coming together. Let's say in churches, let's teach it as a direct observation that there's a place in space and time, this is a direct teaching of Jesus, where we could come together and suddenly there is going to appear with us a nature of the totality of the conversion to a perfect man that has already been accomplished. And that perfect man is the activity of the idea that you intend to remain active each moment in the idea of the organization of time in order to prevent, through a logistic of conversion, the idea of the extension of your separate DNAs in which the emotional involvement of repetition uses within the cellular advantage of the idea of body form until it utilizes the entirety of its association and deteriorates into the nothing in which it had originated by a single thought that the alternative was available to it, that the alternative within the idea of man was available, and that that instant of conversion of light could be performed very simply by a moment of the totality of distraction, by the necessity to hold in memory the past and future observation of yourself and therein deny the presence of you, who I gratefully now acknowledge to have come into this center with me. And in that practice of conversion, we have a natural process of the evolutionary conversion of man, by which the only manner in which he could escape out into the universe will be evident to him. Come on now. In the practice of looking at yourself in your body formulation, the idea or knowledge that it's possible for you to travel out into the universe, to move from a moment in space to another moment in space, seems entirely impossible. But you listen to me. The idea of the motion, increase of frequencies, of what you define as ideas concerning aggregation of time, and I'm trying to perform it with you right now, as I did right there, have shown us in the activity of the science reasonableness of our conceptual mind to decide outcomes that we want within the fabric of our own consciousness identity. Excuse me. There's always a lot more to us in our idea about ourself. First, that we have not already admitted. And second, somewhere within the admission of the joy and the happiness and the love that I'm feeling about myself in my own wholeness, which is lovely Mother Aurobindo, who in the essence of her organization is representing to you, shall I teach, the RNA of the idea, what we call the XX chromosome, in the idea that the utilization of the RNA, I was going to read you about this in the new stem cell division, we are discovering in the RNA a capacity to momentarily, for example, shut off the overproduction of the DNA, which can cause, for example, could cause cancer, or reducing the necessity for the comparison of the RNA of our minds with the DNA, in which we recognize moments of harmony in the activity of the entirety of an alternative that would be contained cellularly in us, as Mother Aurobindo is going to so perfectly express to you in the massive conversion of the idea of dark form, that our individual experiences about what you want to see. Will you listen to me? Any ideas you have about your conceptual self in the relationship with the idea of division, addition, or subtraction have no concern to me. Here, I'm going to end with this frequency of light. Here's my concern about you and the operation of the power of you to decide the outcome that you want. There is always available out there another perspective of how you want to look at yourself. This is very simply true because all ideas of what you are in your own direction of possibility are contained within the consciousness fabric of light and dark energy association of the activity of thought patterns that are always only contained within your own mind, and relate and await only a new idea that you begin to share with each other, not so much in time, look with me, but in another place where suddenly the advantage to the utilization of the RNA, the non-nucleus identity that is obvious in the hydrogen atom of the idea of the cellular conversion of your body is present. I'm going to leave you for about 1,000 years. You trust me with this? The increase in the frequency, this is all now from, particularly from Aurobindo, in the evolutionary necessary of the ascension of man in the conversion of his fabric of what we would call cellular advantage will open up a new light where the idea of instantaneously available to us is an escape from the DNA that has confined us. Watch how much we change time. Watch what's going to happen in this new association. We're going to come and read together the whole idea of the conflict that we're feeling in our mind, in which we reside. We want to see it right. We want to see a new light. We want to see a new idea about ourselves. A new idea. Projection makes perception. This world you see is what you gave it. Nothing more than that. But though it is no more than that, it is also not less. Therefore, to you it's obviously important. It's the witness to your state of mind, isn't it? The outside picture of an inward condition. Look, as a man thinketh, so does he perceive. Therefore, seek not to change the world out there, but choose to change your mind about the world. Perception is a result and not a cause. Once more, what you see is a result, not a cause. And that is why orders of difficulties in the miracle conversion of your mind doesn't have any meaning. Everything looked upon with vision is healed and holy. Nothing perceived without it means anything. And where there is no meaning, there is chaos. And where there was no meaning, there was chaos. chaos. The joy that I'm feeling in the simple admission that you begin to be attracted by the idea that the thought patterns of your mind in regard to the activity of self-consciousness have been giving you since the beginning of the idea of the species of man, a totality that within his makeup of a location in space-time, there always was instantly available to him in the idea of the mind of the cells, an active evolutionary process of the simple admission that within the multiplication of the entirety of him in relationships that have lasted for 15,000 million years or any length of time within the pattern of the possibility of observation cannot not contain a whole consciousness about what you want to see with me at this time and at this place. The dilemma of the acknowledgement of Mother Aurobindo is extremely important now within this frame. It's important very simply because of this. In the regeneration of your cells, the main concern of the mother, and I'm using the idea of mother in the fabric, say to me space.
Space.
Thank you. The idea of the association of the RNA, which does not have a nucleus, will always be the idea of the entirety of the converting nature of the memory of your mind without any need to acknowledge it whatsoever, since the acknowledgement of the power of the universe has already been accomplished and is being described by the beautiful and lovely association. You know, lovingly, I remember being in Paris with you. Little digression for you in that idea. Remember when I offered to you a memory of you and I meeting somewhere in time? Remember when the idea that contained in you right there is a memory of a loved one that hasn't been lost, but has simply gone into a momentary recession because of your fear of loss in which you attempted to hold on to him rather than simply release him so that the ideas of past and future references would no longer be applicable. I'm a teacher. I love to teach the idea of the conversion of the activity of your mind because of the new ideas that you're accepting from Sri Aurobindo and the mother will be evidence of how she wants to describe to you the activity of the dark energy that she had as an experience that held her in the bondage of the necessity to convert her body. All about stem cells, all about the regeneration of her body. Listen. This is not a spiritual turning point of the world. We're not going to change our way of thinking. We're going to change worlds. The battlefield is the body cells. The way to change the world is to be found in the body, in the cells. Look with me. That is what changing means. Nothing else. All the bodies. All the bodies. All the rest is just meaningless ideas of formulation. What is creation after all? Separation, and then meanness and cruelty. The thirst to harm, and then suffer, and then illness, and decay, and death, and destruction. All that is part of the same thing. And what I experienced was the unreality of these things as if we were trapped in an unreal falsehood and everything vanishes when we get out of it, it doesn't exist. This is the conversion of our minds. It isn't. That's what's so frightening. That all of these things which are so real, so concrete, so frightening for us, actually do not exist. We are simply trapped in a falsehood. Who are we? Why? How? What is this? Never, ever, not once in all its life had this body felt such total and profound pain and anxiety and loss as it did on that one particular day. And suddenly, whew, the end was there. There was bliss and there was happiness. Listen, and everything vanished. Do you hear this? As if all that, all those awful things actually never existed. And all of the methods which could be termed artificial, including nirvana, when you hear that, all the methods for escaping are worthless. All your ideas of going to heaven, let's put it that way. From the fool who kills himself to put an end to his life, that is obviously the most foolish of all, to nirvana, which gives the impression you can escape all that is worthless. You can't escape what's worthless because it's worthless. They are at different levels, but they are worthless. And after that, just when you feel you are stuck in hell forever, in the idea of your entrapment in time, suddenly, a state of consciousness in which everything is light and splendor and beautiful and happiness and kind. It's impossible to express. Here I am. Look with me. Here I am. It comes, then zah, it's gone. Is that it? Is that the key? Is that the conversion? I don't know, but you listen to me. Salvation is physical, not mental in the least, but physical. Ha! I mean, it isn't found in flight. It's right here now, and it isn't veiled or hidden or anything. It's right here, right now, in the conversion of the nature of your body. What is it in the whole that prevents us from living that, and why? I don't know. How can I know? There is no reason for it, simply because it's here. It may be a moment of devastation of your mind, but you are undergoing experiences now that verify it. And all the rest, including death, and all that simply becomes a falsehood, meaning something that actually doesn't exist. Mother adds at that point, but one can't go out of it alone. It is not being done for one body, but all of the bodies of this world. Wow. Now we are truly at the heart of the problem. It is no longer a question of sorting out the just from the unjust, but of getting completely and altogether out of a common, the expression here is bowl or containment with the hologram of unreality, where all our wonders and truths, all of our monstrosities and falsehood vanish into something else, which changes everything. A little nothing that changes everything. From the nothingness of you, to the everything of you. Thank you for the particular idea that you would let me show you the idea of the conversion of the cellular idea of yourself in the activity of the admission that in the activity of your mind, in cellular conversion, the activity of healing the process of the cells of your body can offer to you at any moment, here we go, first the entirety of your body formulation, and then the immediacy of the instant conversion, not so much of time, but in the space that we occupy, in the place where I have found you. and that in your memory patterns, you are able to share with me the idea that today, here and now, at this time, not 10,000 years ago, not a memory of last week, not an idea of something that you need project into the future for fear of a momentary occurrence of the entirety of you in the loss of your perspective of DNA, in which you deteriorate into masses of loss of potential light, which then become the nothingness of you that descend, listen with me, and at that moment, impacted in its entirety, extend out into the universe. Does this seem like a good idea to you?
Yes.
Here, look with me. I mean, you asked me to do stem cell research, didn't you? You asked me, along with Sri Aurobindo, along with all of the associations of the activity, let's use followers of Jesus Christ. Let's use the idea of the capacity of your individual mind to heal the sick relationship that you're finding of yourself through the utilization of a power that begins with you by the near necessity of the basic admission that the causation for what is termed reflected light within your relationship with yourself was only contained in your mind. There it was. There was a better idea that in the exchange of the conversion of your drama of being well in that idea of cellular conversion, the emanation of you in a space-time location is raising the frequency of the recognition of the species. Come on now. It's time for you to look at what we described as the hologram, where in the evidence of the conversion of the light, when you utilize the sustaining of yourself within the limitation that are formulated by your thought, there's no manner in which you can escape out into the universe. You're trapped in the idea of a dark form of memory being constituted by the revolutionary retainment of the idea that you are separate, that will revolutionize in the same idea of the new idea that you just had about that right there, that was always somewhere contained within yourself, but you were simply afraid to use, you listen, for fear of the loss of the repetition of your DNA. You're going to see this with me? The instant conversion of the possibility of the revolutionary process of the conversion of your cellular mind, or what I'm showing you now in my body form. Thank you. I promise that in the examination in which I was going to offer my body formulation in the stem cell revision of me, look with me, perhaps you have sufficiently lost your fear of examining the power of your mind to recellularize yourself, which is fundamentally what I'm doing. See, in the practice of healing, you are perfectly well that you are endowed with the power of your mind to decide the outcome that you want. But I notice that the outcome by which you're seeing this 86-year-old guy right now in that fabric of time, this 32-year-old consciousness that is laying up stores within its DNA in order to protect itself until it has traversed a memory contained within it that cannot be regenerated, simply because her determination to continue to suffer the idea of the fearful necessity to remain within that individual space-time location. I'm offering you, if you're going to accept it from me, and I think it's going to be all right because I apparently am going to do it. We always end up with the idea of Homo sapien say to me, and homo illumina.
Homo illumina.
Yeah, it's nothing but a redirection of the idea of the conversion of your cellular idea about yourself. That's going to make you very happy, isn't it? Did you feel that happiness? Thank you. Mother Aurobindo, the idea of the conversion of her mind, the unison of the predictor, always expressed it. Say to me, freedom.
Freedom.
Yes. All ideas of what we call RNA, can you get this? Always express that they are entrapped, okay, for a momentary, not active, okay, in the DNA of the entirety of the conversion of their mind, in their escape from space-time, in the idea of their wholeness, in the recognition that this world was over a long time ago. Will you listen to me a little bit now, real quickly, about suddenly you're beginning to recognize each other out in this little parameter of world, and you're beginning to laugh at the idea that the conflict that's being expressed here in the idea of your individual body formulation would have any meaning whatsoever. Suddenly you're whole, aren't you? And you're perfect. And the idea that your body is healed by, in the Christianity, we call it the Holy Spirit of energy. There are many of you now, Christian healers, who through Jesus are suddenly utilizing the revitalization of their cellular direction. Come on. Immediately you question it because the perspective of the healing that was accomplished in the body, can you hear me, did not occur in the body, but in the mind. It occurred in the distance between the specialization of your individual cell. So many of us now are seeing suddenly people who are having miraculous experience of healing. And immediately somebody wants to justify within their own cellular idea, how can your arm cell have been regenerated? Answer, I regenerated with the power of my mind to decide the outcome that I want within the physical appearance of myself momentarily in the evolutionary process of my ascension out of the entrapment of space-time into the singular, glorious realization of the resurrection of your body form following the crucifixion that you entertained in the idea of that entrapment in the nature of the destruction of your body being determined by outcomes that you want within your own mind that have now been converted to the idea of extending out. Conversion enables you to see the guy out there, the reflection of you, without his past, and so perceive him, and we love the expression, of being born again. Why? His errors are all past. And by perceiving him without them, you are releasing him. Listen. And since his past is yours, you share in his release. Listen, let no dark cloud out of your past obscure him from you, for truth lies only right here and right now, and you will find it if you seek it where it is. You have looked for it in the containment of yourself, where it obviously is not, and therefore have not found it. Listen, learn then to seek it where it is, and it will dawn on eyes that see. Your past was made in anger, and if you use it to attack the present, you will not see the freedom that the presence of here and now is offering you. If you let the idea, thank you, That was a lovely conversion of the idea of coming into the now. Remember in the DNA practice, how I was able to show you that I am regenerating the cellular ideas about the formulation, okay, of the repetition of me without regard to anything except my capacity. Should we practice because I need this evidence? Will you say that? To be right here.
To be right here.
When?
Now.
Right now. Right now. To be right here. In this time and place will be what the conversion of the idea, of the activity, of the healing, of the demonstration, of an innate capacity that's in you. Look with me. Any regard to all of the doctrine and religiosity of your conceptual formulation, but the simple admission that all religion is a folding back on itself to increase the frequency of conversion, a religion of a memory of you, a review of what is already over. Coming back from way out in the framework of time into the moment where it all started. Where the whole consciousness idea of the formulation of a light identity in the limitation of the ideas that your conceptual mind had about itself for fear of the utilization of a power of light out in the universe, of which your conceptual idea about yourself is perfectly aware, but until just that moment ago, there it was, in the miracle of that healing, you were afraid to admit to the entirety of the possibility without your need to justify it in any DNA capacity by the innate possibility that the power of your love for me, thank you for that, the enlightenment of the science idea that what I'm offering you is real, is the excitement I'm experiencing in my love for you. I'm excited by a new idea that just a moment to you was not recognizable to you for fear of the brightness of the conversion that would instill in you a whole new fabric that you've suddenly come into the here with me, and that you've come with me, and that we're standing together and in this circle of the conversion of the stem cell of my identity with Mother Aurobindo, who is here with us. We're enjoying the perspective of recognizing each other in the singular reality that the mission that we undertook conceptually in the conversion of our mind was successful. This world is over and gone, and we're back home together. And we feel the joy of our freedom of escaping from space and time. From space and time, in the transformation of our mind, in the joy of recognition of each other in a whole new framework of time, a whole new idea of love. And we say to Father God, bless us now, each and every one, as we assume our own.